Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Lenny Mayer Roberts, he's taken a decision to start a kosher restaurant without the Beth Din certification. So, good morning, Lenny. How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for the time. Lenny, talk to me about, we know you from Josie Blue, we know you from Pyworks, we know you from, you know, the Dairy Bell, even going back to Dairy Bell.
I've been involved with the Beth Din for over 30 years.
Yeah, not your first rodeo. Okay, so what made you, what prompted you to take a decision to start a kosher restaurant that is not under the Beth Din certification? And what certification is it under?
Okay, so the whole thing started basically because of Corona, when Josie was just not making it. Facility was just too big, too many tables. So we decided to move it to a small establishment to change the whole thing to the more of a grab and go. And to move our kitchen to a small establishment, we decided to move it to Kosher World, above Kosher World. We moved it over there, and I phoned the Beth Din to please come and inspect it. I notified it that it was closed. After a large number of days, I just couldn't get anybody to do it. Eventually, somebody came and did it, because the rules was the Kosher World, if you have to be under the Beth Din. Eventually, I got inspected, and in fact, Joel Beck got a WhatsApp from Rabbi Baumgart on us getting our life. Traded for about a week, and I got a phone call from Dov Gold. How I am a fraud, I am dishonest, I am using the DAF out authorization, and I asked, what are you talking about? He said, well, I haven't got a life. I said, that's not true. I have a WhatsApp from Rabbi Baumgart, in fact, sent to my landlord, saying, Mazel Tov, I'm getting a license. Well, that is not possible. Baumgarten may not give a license. He has to give the license out. We stopped immediately, and we said, okay, no problem. What must we do now? And they had to do another inspection. And this took, take an inspection. So much so that, after a couple of weeks, actually emailed, Novik, Harold Novik, to say, please help you. I just can't get anything back from the Beth Din. No one will come back to me, and they keep telling me and delaying me.
All right, Lenny, let me just stop you there. Who's Harold Novik?
Harold Novik is on the board, the chairman on the board of the US.
Okay. All right. Just so that our listeners know. Okay. Now you can tell us. So what did he say?
So then I was told that no, because a move is a new license. I said, it's impossible. It can't be a new license. I'm the same owner. I'm the same business. We just moved it. I just need an inspection. So I had to put a new application for the Kosher World plant, as well as for the new place where we moved to, north in where the old friends is. My applications were then rejected on the basis that they're too similar. I said, I don't understand. My name is my name. My ID is my ID. My cell is my cell. They will be very similar. It's just, I have to deal with a guy from Manchester, Groner, Rabbi Groner in Manchester. I don't know why he lives in Manchester and he's in charge of all the inspections in South Africa. It's impossible to communicate to them. Eventually,
Lenny, I don't know why, but your line keeps to be fading in and fading out. So I don't know. Are you keeping still in one place?
I'm 100% still there.
Okay. I don't know why. It keeps fading in and fading out, but let's see if I don't know, might be better now. Okay. So just to clarify, Rabbi Groner, the Mashgiach, is in Manchester.
No, not a Mashgiach, the inspector.
Oh, the inspector.
He works for the Beth Din.
Yes, he's in Manchester.
He lives in Manchester, England, yeah.
So how does he inspect?
It's impossible to deal with him. I've got no idea. You tell me. He sends people. I think he sends people. Eventually, they're insisting on a camera system to me, and I have to have a full-time Mashgiach. And eventually, Gabby, I got an email saying that my license has been approved. I filled in the documentation. I signed the documentation. I handed it personally into the Beth Din, who are closed because of the COVID. I phoned them, and they said, just leave it with a guard. 4 days later, I needed to start trading because now it was over 6 weeks that we haven't traded, and I'm still paying my staff and other rent. I sent a message to Rabbi Groner on WhatsApp saying, can I please do it? The cameras are installed. They're not working at the moment. There's a telecom problem. A Mashgiach will be there in full time. He replied, okay, but I still need the cameras put up. I said, we can only deal with that tomorrow.
All right, Lenny, we're going to call you back and see if we can get a better line. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to call you right back. I do apologize for the poor sound quality. Isn't it frustrating when you want to hear and it just gets softer and it comes in louder and softer? Very, very irritating. You want to get in touch? 34519 is the SMS line, or telegram me on 061-895-1019. Let's have a look here. Lots of messages coming through regarding the Rabbi Goldstein not coming in today and not getting back to me about coming on Tuesday. Anonymous says, let's try give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe something urgent came up, and that's why he didn't get back to you. Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing is that I think that it's more about the community and the priority. You know, how urgent can something be, Anonymous? No, it's a WhatsApp. I'm up from 3 o'clock in the morning. You can WhatsApp me anytime. And we had spoken yesterday afternoon. So, you know, I actually just think that it looks very, very bad. Anyhow, that's just my opinion. You are welcome to disagree. And if you'd like to disagree with me, 34519, that's a text line, or 061-895-1019. Lenny May Roberts joins me again on the line. All right. So Lenny, you got your license and then what happened?
Basically, after 4 days, I set the mashgiach to be had a full-time mashgiach. And once again, I get a phone call on a Thursday evening from Dolby Dolsky to say, Leonard, your own worst enemy, you couldn't wait one more day. I said, what are you talking about? I've waited over 6 weeks. He said, yeah, your license is going to be signed tomorrow. I said, but I've already signed it. I've sent back the document a week ago, 4 days ago. He said, well, I haven't signed it. I said, well, that's not my problem because, I mean, you're not open. I've signed the documents. I've signed the forms. I've been speaking to Rabbi Groner on WhatsApp, and he replied to me, okay, when I asked him if I can open. And I was told, well, okay doesn't mean okay, I can work. Okay can mean, okay, I got your message. I said, listen, this is impossible. I've never replied okay to me before. So he told me that I will not get a license anymore. I then had to give up my business at Kosher World because they have to give it to another lady because they said if I was involved with it, I would not get it. She had to go to the police station, sign an affidavit at the police station to say I will not be involved in the Kosher World store anymore, and hence that. As regards to Anna Josie in Silver Monte Professor Cafe, I spoke to some rabbis overseas. I spoke to some rabbis in Cape Town, and they said to me, Leonard, you can still be kosher. The Beth Din is just like Adidas or a Nike. You can still be 100% kosher. You can go past Israel, which means you're 100% kosher according to Jewish law. And I must get a mashgiach, an independent mashgiach, to come in and check everything.
Okay,
and
so
that is why we are now past Israel, kosher at Josie in Silvermonte, where we do pizzas and pastas and coffee.
Okay, so Pas Yisrael only applies to bread and biscuits.
So because,
it's not for everything. It's quite specific.
We're doing, that's fine, but we do toasted cheeses and we do, pizzas and so we just get to the Mashgiach to come in. So Pas Yisrael also means that you're buying bread from a kosher establishment, not government bread.
Yeah.
So, as they explained it to me. So now we've just got an independent Mashgiach. It's interesting to note that when I asked Mashgiach to be retrenched or unemployed, to come and work, if they're prepared to come and do work for me, they've all replied that they can't do it because if they work for me, the Beth Din won't allow them to work for the Beth Din. So I've now found some qualified person who's a qualified mashgiach who doesn't work for the Beth Din, and they come in on daily basis on numerous times just to pop in and check that we're doing everything correct.
And when did you open?
We opened about a month ago, plus minus a month and a half ago.
And how's it been going?
So it's going slowly, to be quite honest, because a lot of people are saying that they need the Beth Din stamp. But once we've explained what we are and who we are, they've accepted it. And we've had a rabbi coming to eat over there. We've had a number of Shomer Shabbos people coming to eat over there. Yeah, so it's,
Okay.
It's not easy, but we're 100% kosher, and people must understand There's many institutions that are under the bed that are less considered than we are.
Yeah, well, look, so that's a hell of an allegation.
And there's no one to talk to. So there's no one to talk to at the bed then. When I do try and speak to them, I send them emails, I send them WhatsApps. I don't think I've had a response in over a month from them, to be quite honest, from Dov Goldstein or from Rabbi Groner in Manchester. They just don't respond.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. What happens, and if it's something that the community will support. Lenny May Roberts, thank you so much for the time. I'm actually looking at the time. Unfortunately, because of the technical issues that we've had, I did want to ask you about meat, but we might need to do that at a different time.
Another time. Only a pleasure.
Anyway, have a lovely morning. God bless. Bye bye.